Stoyle Terry Manchester, Hofbeis, Elo Toshna, and Dalit Remichor, Bevice Mandel.
Good morning. Say Shir HaShirim for 40 days. Say Perek Shir for 40 days. Say Kapitel Yud Gimel 13 times for 13 days. Or light the candle Ilu Nishmas for 40 days. We live in a generation. People are seeking skulis to find salvation, to find a Yeshua. It comes before Rosh Hashanah, so too we look and search for skulis to have a good and healthy year. Some are based on very reliable sources, and some on less reliable sources. There's a skula for Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, in order to have a good and healthy year, which couldn't be a more reliable source. It's based on Chazal, or rather, not only based on Chazal, but stated in Chazal, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says as follows. The Gemara says, Kol Shona, we'll translate it literally, and then what Rashi says, Kol Shona She Rosha B'Tchiloso. Every year, which is poor in the beginning, Misasheres B'Soifo, becomes rich at the end. And Rashi explains, Kol Shona, every year, She Rosha B'Tchiloso, that we stand in front of Hashem as paupers. Doesn't mean literally it is poor, but we feel that we are poor. We feel as paupers. Then we are promised, Misasheres B'Soifo, we will be zeicha, will merit to have a good and happy and healthy year, a rich year. Imagine a pauper about to marry off his child. He's got other expenses, medical expenses. He needs immediately to raise £30,000. But he's got no friends and no family. Nothing whatsoever. And he goes from town to town. And most people, unfortunately, did not even bother opening the door for him. And the some who did open the door give him 20 pence, some give him 50 pence, and if he's very, very lucky, he gets a pound coin. And he's traveling for months and months, and at the end, he can't anymore, he can't travel anymore, he counts up all his coins, and it comes to 1,000 pounds, and he needs 30,000. Can you imagine how he's ready to give up? And suddenly he remembers of an old school friend of his, a school friend who they say he heard he's now a very successful businessman, although he had no connection with this person for the last 35 years. But he remembers and he hears that this friend of his continues to be so, a very, very generous fellow. Can we imagine how he approaches him? Kedalim ucheroshim defaknu delasecho, when he comes knocking on the door to this old school friend of his, and when he sits in front of him with tears in his eyes, you are my last ray of hope. Please, 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 can you help me get me out of my problems? So this is the way we've got to approach Rosh Hashanah. A most suitable story, a true story that illustrates what Chazal are referring to, I think, is what comes to my mind, is the story, perhaps the quite well-known story of Reb Shaya Badarki. Reb Shaya Badarki was traveling with his two children, with a son and a daughter, to Eretz Yisrael. And he was traveling by ship. And he was almost there by the shore, and suddenly a storm hit the ship. And unfortunately, him together with the two children were thrown overboard. He started to swim and tried to save himself and his two children, and the two children held on to him for their dear lives. And he was swimming and swimming until he felt he has got no more strength, and he can't anymore hold them both on and swim and save himself and the other two. And he went and told one of his children with tears in his eyes, told his daughter, please, I can't, it's either all three of us are going to drown, or you yourself, please leave go, I can't anymore. If not, we're all not going to arrive. She begged, And he pulled himself together once again and started and tried to swim again for another few minutes, but then he just couldn't anymore. And it went again, tears running down his eyes. He told his daughter, "It's either me and you and your sibling, or it's you yourself. Please just leave go. Say Shema Yisrael, say Vidui, but I've got half a minute left. I just can't. If not, we're all drowning together. Leave go." And the child gave such a screech, this daughter, and said, "Father, you're my only father. How can you do this to me?" And when he heard these words, it penetrated his heart, and he somehow felt superhuman strength to swim and swim and reach the shore. And he fainted. When he reached the shore, he fainted. When he woke up, he told his child, "I want you to remember this message for all your life. That these words that you told me, Father, Father, you're my only father. How can you do this to me? This is what gave me superhuman strength and managed to save you, myself, and your brother." So too, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we all paupers. Hashem has got a bank, so to speak. Last Rosh Hashanah, Hashem, and 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, and 4 years ago, and so on, he set up with us an overdraft system. And he provided our needs, life, health, power of speech, family, enabling us to walk. But it's all on credit. Hashem is Erech HaPayim. Hashem has got Kavayochel, so to speak, patience. And he waits, and he's waiting for the day. Last year he was waiting for Tov Shein Ayin Dalet, for one day that we'll wake up and do tshuva and repay. How do we pay back? By directing these provisions that Hashem has given us. If it's the power of speech, we use it for Torah and mitzvahs. If it's the power of walking, we use it again for Torah and mitzvahs. We direct it to Him, and that's the way we pay Him back on this overdraft system. When we approach Rosh Hashanah Tov Shein Ayin Hey, 5775, Hashem decides again, should this bank extend the overdraft system or not? Should he extend it? Or for what provisions? For this provision, yes, or for that provision, not? With this attitude, when we approach Rosh Hashanah as proper paupers, we are guaranteed, as Chazal say, that misasheres b'soifa, that we're lucky, we'll be zeicha, to have a happy and a good and a healthy year. Now, I would like to say, let's talk about what yardstick can we measure to feel ourselves as a pauper. So normally a person would answer, "Let's see my sincerity by tefillah. How am I davening?" Rashi says that tachnuni midabe rosh. A poor person, a pauper, speaks a different way than this rich person speaks. So he's feeling as a pauper. His davening is much more sincere. Who talks about if I drench my siddur with tears? Wow. I really, really am a pauper. I can really measure myself. I really passed all the tests. Today I would like to present you with a much more accurate yardstick. And if we can manage to pass this test on this yardstick, we'll see that we'll have changed lives, changed attitude to our lives, besides the guarantee of which Chazal say that Misasheres B'Sofer will have a good year at the end. And let me start by posing three questions. The first question is, the Gemara says, "Le'olam yaktim odom shvochoy shel mokoyim va'achar kach yispalel." Before asking what we need, we've got to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've got to praise and thank Hashem. Only then we go on with our tefillis. We see it. When we start, set off Shmoneh Esra, the first three brachos is Akeil, Agodoil, Hagiboy, Vanoiro, Keil Elyoin, Goimel Chasodim Toivim, Vekoine Akoil, Melech Oizeir, Umashia Mogen, and we go on, go Atogiboy, Loilam Hashem, you're powerful, Machayim Mesabato, Machal Kacham, you're the one who gives Panosa, Atokodosh, Vishimcha Kodosh. Only afterwards we come and ask and request and plead for our needs. Not only that, but Shacharis, we start off with brachas, shalei asani goy, pekeach ivrim, and anayson yoav koyach, hamavishena, And then Psukei de Zimra, Psukim of Song to Hashem, Ashrei Yoishvei Visecha, Peseach Es Yodecha, Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derochav, Korev Hashem L'chol Korev, and so on and so forth. Until we come, and the Brichas Kriya Shema, until we come to Shemayin Esra, and again, the first three brachas are all praises to Hashem. Even Mincha, which we don't have a Psuk in the Zimra and all that, we still got 24 Psukim of phrases, Ashrei Yoishvei Visecha, Ashrei Yom Shekoch Aloi, Peseich Es Yidecha, Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derochav. So says, what's the purpose of this? Says them Mabit, and the Sefer Ikrim, and the purpose of it is to instill in our hearts that Hashem is the only power. That Hashem is the one we go to stand and ask Him our needs. We got to know who we're talking to. We got to know we're talking to and we're standing for Hashem was the only power, and He's the Tzaddik Hashem, and He's the one who's got the most merciful King and the most merciful Father that we've got. And for Him we're standing and asking, and we're going to plead. That's how the Rishonim explain the reason that we've got to first be Makdim Shvochoi and then be Mispalo. But my question is, that if tefillos, if the purpose of davening, of asking, of pleading, is to implore Hashem and tell Him what we need, then I would understand it. Maybe to persuade Hashem and tell Him what's best for us, then I would understand why we have to be makdim shvachoi. Right? But we know very well that tefillah is not like that. Tefillah, we do not need to tell a father that please give me breakfast tomorrow morning. Because a parent, a father or a mother is going to give you breakfast because the father cares for you more than you care for yourself. And the father and mother love you with all the heart and they're going to give you breakfast without asking and without imploring Him, please give me breakfast. So Hashem, who is the Av HaRachamon, you do not need to tell and ask Him, please give me what I need or what I want. Perhaps you'll tell me, you've got to persuade Him and tell Him this is good for me, like you tell a father. You should know, my father, that I've got passing the ice cream shop, and you should know ice cream is as important for me as breakfast. Or maybe even more than that, a trip to Australia is as important for me as breakfast. Please give me the trip to Australia, if not, I'm just going to die. So if the father is going to, if he can, he'll manage to persuade the father, he'll give it to him, he'll definitely give it to him. If the father's got a bit of seichel, he'll not be persuaded, they will not give it to him. But Hashem does not need persuaded in telling him what's good and what's best for us. Because Hashem knows better than us what's best for us. So therefore, there's nothing further than the truth to say that that's the purpose and that's the point of tefillah. But as all the Rishonim say, again, the Rambam, the Chovos Levavos, the Mabit, and the Sefer Ikrim, and many others, and the point of tefillah is to instill in our hearts to realize, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rofi, when we stand Hashem, in front of Hashem, we say, Rifa'enu Hashem, please heal us. We come to realize, and we are instilling in our hearts, oh, who is the one who can heal us? It's Hashem. Baruch Aleinu, give us panosa. And we daven, we beg. Oh, who are we standing for? Oh, it's Hashem who can do that. So we're instilling in our hearts the truth and the realization that Hashem who can do everything. And when we instill that in our hearts, and we daven that way, and that's chus, we are zeicha, and we merit to our bakoshes should be fulfilled. So if that's, my question is, if that's the purpose of tefillah, that's the point of tefillah, so what's the point of being makdim shvochoi shel mokim, coming before that and saying praises? The whole point of, if the point would be to persuade Hashem, or to implore Hashem, tell me, I need this, then we say, you know, before you start that, realize who you're talking to. So you've got to have Akdoma, say praises of Hashem, and realize who Hashem is, and then you come and ask from Him. But if the whole point of a tefillah itself is in order to implant in ourselves this emunah, and realizing that everything is from Hashem, so why do we need before that the Shvachei Shel Mokim? That's question number one. Question number two is, we're standing soon in front of coming the first night of Slichas, or the first morning, everyone, the way they do it, Motzei Shabbos, Sunday morning, and we start off the Meitzoy Menucha, Kedam Menucha, Techila, Hat Ozdecha Mimoroim Yoishev Techila. Ben, there's different translation of Yoishev. I'm going to translate it as others translate it. Hat Ozdecha Mimoroim. Bend your ear from high, from on high. Yoishev Tehillah, the one who is waiting to hear out his hear praises of Hashem. Yoishev, others translate, means Yoishev Ve'ata Kodosh, Yoishev Tehillah is Yisrael. So many translate it, Yoishev means waiting. Hashem is waiting. Yoishev means literally sitting. But Yoishev could also mean waiting, Metzapeh, he's waiting. Yoishev Tehillah is Yisrael. So here as well, Hat Ozduchom Amorim, Yoishev Tehillah, the one who is waiting to hear the Tehillos, the praises. My question is, we're coming now, the first night of Slichas, we're coming now to ask and plead from Hashem to have a good year, or ask for Slicha. Why Yoishev Tehillah? How does Tehillah come in praises? He's waiting to hear the Tefillos, our pleading, not the praises. And even more than that, we finish up, Lishmoya Elorino V'yelatfilot, that you listen to the song and to the tefillahs and to our prayers. To the song? What does it mean, listen to song? What does it mean, listen to the song? What does that mean? Hashem listens to our singing? Hashem listens to our to the praises? Lishmoya ala tefillah, that's what we're coming for. Please, help me Hashem. That's question number two. Question number three, on a very similar note, is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when the Chazan stands in front before Musaf, he starts, I'm not going to start my chazonis again, but hinini oni memas, nirash v'nifchad, mipachad, yoishev tehillah es Yisrael. Here I am, impoverished of deeds, of nice and toivim, ha'oni memas, nirash v'nifchad, trembling and frightened from the dread of him, mipachad, of who? Yoishev Tehillos Yisrael, the one who's waiting to hear the Tehillos Yisrael, the praises of Klal Yisrael. The Baal Tefillah is standing in front before Musaf. What's he coming to do now? He's coming to beg and to plead Hashem, please help us for Klal Yisrael. Hashem is waiting to hear the Tehillos, the praises. Hashem is waiting to hear the Tehillos Yisrael, the Tchinos Yisrael. The answer is by analyzing the nature of a person. We're going to analyze the nature of a person. Take an example, a person who all his life was mocking and laughing at alternative medicine. You've got people just dismiss it completely. It doesn't exist. Alternative medicine does not exist. Unfortunately, Rahmana Litzlan, he became ill, and the doctors have given up hope on him completely. And he comes and he calls an alternative practitioner, and he turns to this alternative practitioner and asks him, please, can you help me? And let me ask you, has this person changed his mind? Or maybe going to say he's gone out of his mind? The answer is not changed his mind at all. He's been mocking at it and laughing at it. But he never would have paid £1 million. He would not put down £1 million that alternative medicine is dismissed of the table. No. He's 99% or 99.9% sure that does not exist, alternative medicine. But when he's lying on his deathbed and all the doctors have given up hope on him and he's got no choice, he's got nothing else, what's he do now? The only choice is to try his luck, and maybe, perhaps, this will help him, and he'll be saved by alternative medicine. Let me see what the Chazal say, bringing out the point of Tefillah exactly, just by Tefillah itself. And the Gemara says something very, very fascinating. The Gemara tells us in Brochus that when a ganav, a thief, stands in front, just ready to break in to the house, you know what he does? He stands breaking into the house, this thief, Rachmona Karya. He gives a shout, but not too loud, because he's not going to wake up the people in the house. Rachmona Karya, he gives a shout, Hashem, please help me. Give me atzlocha, give me success in this geneva, in this robbery. And he probably continues to explain himself as well, Hashem, no one should wake up. Should go all very, very quiet. Till the morning, no one, the police shouldn't catch me. I should find just what I need. It will be a diamond ring. I should find just what I need, just what I want. Please give me Hatzlacha. Let me ask you. Is he a ma'amin? Is he not a ma'amin? Does he believe? Is he not believe? If he believes that Hashem is the one who runs the world, we know that Rosh Hashanah Hashem decides exactly what a person's got to have, what his panos is going to be. And the Torah says the same Hashem tells Lois Signoif, you should not steal. So Hashem's got no problems whatsoever. Hashem's got his ways of providing me my panosa without going giving Hashem Eitzes and going and stealing and robbing and be over on Lois Signoif. It can't be. So I'm not a ma'amin. If I'm not a ma'amin, why am I davening to Hashem? The answer is that this is the nature of a person. A person can be a ma'amin v'ein a ma'amin. A person can believe, like this alternative medicine person. A person can believe, maybe it's Hashem, maybe it's my robbery, maybe it's something else. I'm trying out all different ways. I'll try robbery, at the same time, at the same moment, he's going to try everything. Maybe it's Hashem, maybe it's a robbery, maybe it's somewhere else. We'll try every single way in order, we'll try on my luck. So what we see here is that it could be a person davens, and davening is something very special. And we're not dismissing the importance of davening. Davening is the greatest thing possible. And davening connects us to Hashem. But it could be, and it's possible, that while we're davening, we're not connecting completely, because we've still got our hopes on different places, on different sources, but we're trying out Hashem, exactly like this Ganav stands trying to rob, and he's davening to Hashem. It can't be that he's got his complete trust in Hashem. So we can daven, but we're not yet instilling complete submission and emuna and akora and recognition that everything is from Hashem. But shevach v'yedoya, praises to Hashem, to say thank you Hashem, to praise Hashem, his shvachim, when nothing is prompting me, and nothing is pushing me, and nothing is forcing me, no one has asked me to do so, the circumstances have not brought me to do that. Just out of the blue. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shelo Yasani Goy. Baruch Ata Hashem, Pekeach Ivrim. I'll tell you, I was just in the holidays, in summer holidays, and I was in a house, in a building, on the third floor. And it was Shabbos, and there was no problem of the lights going on by itself, Baruch Hashem. So we went out, we had a minion to daven. So we went out, I had to go down from the third flight, going down to the bottom floor. And there were no lights, and you came after the third to the second floor, it was so pitch dark, you couldn't see a thing in front of me, not a thing. It was black. You just stood there and holding on to the walls, and holding on for dear life, just trying to find a next step, and I was thinking to myself, can you imagine a person, Nebuch, who's blind and can't see? Why wait until we got a matzah, put in a situation of chas v'shalom that we have to go to a doctor for our eyes, and then daven to Hashem, please Hashem help me. Before that, when we go and have this recognition without being forced into this matzav, that's a much greater and inner recognition of a person that he recognized everything as Hashem, because nothing has prompted me. This gives us a deeper understanding in the Pasuk, which says, Am zu yotzarti. I've chosen this nation. Why? What's the purpose of it? One only purpose. Li tilosi yisaperu. That you should say the praises of Hashem. You should say my praises. Now we understand what it means to say praises. We understand much more that the whole purpose of choosing Klal Yisrael as a nation is that li tilosi yisaperu, in order to praise Hashem. Hashem needs our praises? No, Hashem does not need it. We need it. It uplifts us. It gives us true closeness to Hashem and real greatness. Chazal say, Kol oina omein b'chol koichoy, whoever answers omein with all his strength, poischim loy shari gan Eden, when it opens for him the shari gan Eden, the doors of gan Eden. It's a Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Yutes. And the Gemara continues, what does Amen mean? Straight away afterwards, what's translation of Amen? And the Gemara says, Kael Melech Ne'emon. Kael, Bala Koyach, Hashem is the Bala Koyach, the powerful God. Melech Ne'emon is reliable. Now, I saw once a translation, it's not simple touch. He answers Amen with all this koyach. Simply it means Amen with all this koyach. Another translation is Aina Amen b'chol koychoi. A person who realizes that Keil Melech Neman b'chol koychoi. It's not a chachma. It's very good that person when he's forced, or even before Rosh Hashanah, a person realizes a pauper. Obviously, he comes now and answers Keil Melech Neman. You're the one who's got the power. Please, Hashem, you can do everything. The point is when it's b'chol koychoi, when he's got all the strength in himself, b'chol koychoi, he's got all the strength in himself. Nothing is going wrong. Everything is just the way he wants it. And Oyna Amen, he still remembers that Hashem is the one, the Baal HaKoyach, Keil, Melech Neman, he's the one that would opens for him the Shaare Gan Eden. So now we understand, coming back to these three questions, why do we have to be makdim shvochoi to first praise and only afterwards daven and say our tefillahs? And the question was that the whole point of tefillah is not imploring Hashem and not persuading Hashem, but it's in order to implant in ourselves the emunah, so that we're doing by tefillah itself. So why do we need akdoma shvochoi? But the answer is no, because by tefillah we can be like that ganav, like that thief. He's davening, but he's trying at the same time different sources. He's trying Hashem, but he's also trying different sources. But praises, and nothing is prompting me, and I'm concentrated completely, not on myself. I'm concentrated completely on Hashem. When I start Pesukei Nezimra, I'm not thinking about myself, I need this, I need that. I'm thinking, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derochav, b'chosid b'chol masav, korev Hashem l'chol koyrov, l'choyna she'ekru v'emes. I'm not thinking about myself, I'm thinking completely about Hashem, I'm concentrating completely about Hashem, just simply to praise Hashem. When a person does that, shevach v'yadoya, then he's implanting in himself a much greater recognition that everything is Hashem, as when one does by tefillah, when a person is concentrating about himself, his own needs. So the first thing is, you praise Hashem, and only afterwards, you come, and you daven, and you say your bakoshas. So with this we understand beautifully, what we say in Slichas. Hat oznecho mimorim, lend your ear from on high, yoishev tehillah, the one who's waiting to hear the praises. Because I want to hear how do you praise me, not how do you daven for me. Obviously also how do you daven for me. But first, how do you praise me? Lishmoya el arino vel atfilo. And Hashem should listen to the rino and then to the tfilo. First Hashem listens to the rino and see how does our praises look. What type of praises do we give Hashem? How deep are the praises coming from our heart, the Shmoya and the Rino, and then by La Tfila. According to the way we praise Hashem, that's the way Hashem listens later to our pleadings and out our tefillahs. And perhaps, I thought that perhaps could be pshat, maybe not simple pshat, but b'derech remes, and that's what the Baal Tfila is saying. Hinini oni mimas. I am impoverished of deeds. Nirash v'nifchad, trembling and frightened. Mipachad, from the dread, yoishev, of the one of him who's yoishev tehilos Yisrael, who's waiting to hear the praises of from Klal Yisrael. So he asked again, praises. So I'd like to say like this. Shliach Tzibah saying like this. Hineni oni memas. I recognize I'm oni memas. I recognize it very well. We just started off our shia before that when a person comes Rosh Hashanah and realizes that he is oni, that he's a pauper, he's a proper pauper, and he needs to come unto Hashem. That's the greatest skula for Mesasheres Mesayfa. So true, I'm oni memas, but I recognize it. I realize it. So I'm coming. Hineni oni memas. So it's gewaldic. It's very good. No, but I'm frightened of the one who is waiting to hear the Tehillah is Yisrael. Very nice now, it comes Rosh Hashanah, I'm feeling, oh, yay, 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 yay. It's coming a new year and Hashem is deciding what's happening. Oh, yay, yay. I'm afraid, I'm standing like a pauper. But how do my Tehillahs look the whole year? How am I Tehillahs, the Yoishev? I'm frightened from the one who is Yoishev, who's waiting to hear the Tehillah is Yisrael. Perhaps we can also say that that's the inyan, that's the point of Hoshana Rabbah. Everyone, no one understands, what's the point of a Shana Rabbah? We went through Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Bet Shuv, Yom Kippur, we come to Ne'ilah, it's all God, all finished. Hashem has given us a good year. Why? Comes after Sukkot, the end of Sukkot, and we start the Ne'ilah, Shana Rabbah, again, a new Yom HaDin. Others wish, Gemach HaSim HaToyva, or a good Kvittel, everyone, the way they wish a person. But the Shana Rabbah is another Yom HaDin. What's the point of it? I once thought this point. That every time, every Zman has got its avoider. And the duty of Elul, like the Bein Yoyne says, Mishenichnas Elul, when Elul comes in, he yorei v'doyek me'emas adin, he should be frightened from the emas adin. So the avoider, our duty in Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, is emo, is pachad, is being frightened from Hashem, standing like an oni, like a pauper. So we come, the end of Yom Kippur, and Hashem has made the Yom Adin, and he sees, wow, this person came Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, his davening was beautiful. He really, really davened like a pauper, like an oni mimas, gewaldig. He deserves a good year, but let me wait. Let me wait until after Sukkot. Sukkot is a different avoda. Sukkot is a avoda of halal v'yador, of thanksgiving to Hashem, of halal, of saying halal every single day, and ador and shevach and praise to Hashem. The last day of Sukkot, Hashem goes and says, let me see how your Sukkot looks. Let me see how your thanks and shevach v'yador to Rebbeinu Shlem looks. That's the Hoshana Rabbah. There was a story with the Chiddush HaArim. The Chiddush HaArim once, I think it was the Chiddush HaArim, and he asked a Talmud, a Chosid, he asked him after Halil, what did you have in mind for Ono Hashem? After Halil, Ono Hashem, he told him what he had in mind, Ono Hashem, please help me for this. He said, no, I don't mean that Ono Hashem. There's another Ono Hashem in Halil. Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. And that's translated something else. Ono Hashem, I thank you ki ani avdecho. That's how the Mefarshim translated. What did you have in mind by those thanks of the Ono Hashem? Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. What did you have in mind there? So the Veda is to instill in ourselves the Amunah and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam by Shevach v'edoya, by Makdim Shvochoy Shel Mokoyim. And Shlomo Shvadron used to say that when he stood in front of Olam and he said Musa and he told them, you shouldn't think that I'm saying Musa, I'm talking to myself, I'm talking loud, and whoever wants to listen can listen here as well. I'm talking to myself, and whoever wants to listen to can listen. It's a time before Rosh Hashanah that we've got to strengthen ourselves, to add on a bit of time and a drop of more concentration in Psukah de Zimra, in Birchas HaShachar. We're not saying to jump the ladder and come to become malochim, become gedei le'adoy, but something, another half a minute of concentration by Moedim, or by Birchas HaShachar, or during Psukah de Zimra. Or perhaps by simply setting aside a minute and talk mother tongue, talk mama sprach, in Yiddish, in English, in French, in Spanish, with everyone. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me life. Thank you, Hashem, for health. Thank you, Hashem, for food. Thank you, Hashem, for my family. And yes, thank you, Hashem, for giving me the wisdom to start the day the fair way. Also, thank you for that. And this is the yardstick that Chazal referred to by beginning of the year, Hinini Kol Shona Sherosha B'Tchilosa, a year which is Rosha, which is poor, which we come as paupers, is not only enough, it's not sufficient that we come and daven, we show it by davening, but we demonstrate it another way as well, and that's by Shevach V'Edoah. I'll tell you the truth, when I thought of this thought, it gave me a gewaldige chizuk, and I felt it's a mitzvah to share this thought with others, because I think it changes a person's life, and it changes the attitude to life, when we learn to not only daven, but also to thank Hashem for every situation. This is not only Rosh Hashanah, but this is avodah of the whole year, continuously from Rosh Hashanah till the next Rosh Hashanah, the whole year, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Chanukah time, is again avodah of simply thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, and our tefillahs will look completely different when it starts with thanking. And this is the proper yardstick, and a much more accurate yardstick that Chazal referred to when a person is coming as a pauper. And I just would like to conclude with Chazal. Chazal say, we shouldn't think that this is Shemoyah, when Hashem listens, it helps us as well. It brings us Yeshuas as well. We think that only by davening it brings us Yeshuas. But the truth is, the secret of the matter is, that we learn to praise Hashem, it also brings Yeshuas. And the Gemara tells us in Tainis, that Rav, they were going to Tainis, and there was no rain, the rain wasn't coming down, wasn't falling, and you know in Eretz Yisrael, there was no rain, and you know what happens, so they davened, and davening did not bring the rain, so they went, and were going to Tainis, but the Tainis itself did not bring the rain. So the Shliach Tzibur went, and stood for the Omud, and he started Ovois, and then he went Ato Gibor, Mechayim Meisim Ato Rav Yeshia, and he said, Mashi V'ruach U'merid HaGeshem. Mashi V'ruach U'merid HaGeshem is praise, is thanks. It's in the three first brachas. We're not davening, we're thanking Hashem for bringing the wind and making it bring the rainfall. So Mashi V'ruach U'merid HaGeshem is thanks. The moment he said Mashi V'ruach, a wind came. And when he finished the next words, Merid HaGeshem, the rain started to fall. So we see from here something unbelievable. That the Tanis itself did not help, but the words which came from the inner heart, thanking Hashem for Mashiv Ruach and recognizing that Hashem and the Mashiv Ruach and Merid HaGeshem, that's what brought down the rainfall. So we see here that Yeshuas can come from that. And let me finish with one beautiful thought I once heard. A translation in the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Nusach Svad, the Chassidim, they say this capital before Ashrei on Kabbalah, before Kabbalah Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos. That's the capital Hoidu Hashem, which David HaMelech describes the four people who Chayovim Lehoidu, so we've got to thank Hashem and say a brocha, Goyim Melech Chayovim Toiv, Yishagabalah Nikol Toiv. And the four people, let's take two of them. One is a Chayle Shenisrapa. He was in the hospital, Rachmon Al-Atzlan, ill person. But Nisrapa, Baruch Hashem, he had a refuah Shalema. And Hashem helped him. He comes to Shul and says, a bracha, a Goyim Melech Chayovim Toiv, Yishagabalah Nikol Toiv. The next one is another example. Hayoshev Beis Asurim, Nebuch, sitting for 10 years in prison. And who talks about if it's in Russia and those places where it was really dangerous, and he's sitting in the prison for 10 years, and Hashem helps him, and he's taken out. Baruch Ata Hashem, Goyim Melech Chayovim Toiv, Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Le'olam Chas. Those are the four Hoidus that David HaMelech is referring to. And David HaMelech finishes that capital Tehillim with these words: Mi Chochom, who is the one who's got a Chochom? For Yishmar Eile, and he remembers this. And he should be mizbeinin, he should contemplate, and chasodim of Hashem, look, Hashem has helped you. So I once heard a different translation. Mi chocham, who is the clever person? Ve'yishmar eile. Yishmar can be something else completely. Yishmar can be protecting. He wants to protect himself, eile, from these four things. I don't want to be a choile, be ill in the hospital, and then be in a strap, and then come, Baruch Ata Hashem, Agoyim Melech Chayovim Toiv. I don't want to sit in prison for 10 years, and then come to Hashem, Baruch Agoyim Melech Chayovim Toiv. I want to protect myself, not to come into that situation. Mi chocham v'yishmar eile, not to come to these four people, tzichmet. You know what you should do? V'yizboinenu chastei Hashem. Be contemplate, complete always, day and night. Chastei Hashem. Learn to say thank you Hashem. And realize the chasodim, the kindness of Hashem, when things are going good, that's the greatest skula, and the greatest possible skula before Rosh Hashanah for the whole year, to be zeichah to the chastei Hashem. May Hashem help us in the schus, in the merit of this fulfillment, of standing in front of Hashem as paupers, and realizing that everything is from Hashem. May we zeichah taka to what Chazal say, misasheres b'soifah, that we zeichah to the coming of Mashiach, and this coming year. Okay.